Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget there's new episodes of the Johnny Mosley Pod every Monday up at RadioAlice.com and Radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts from. So check him out. You can follow him on Instagram at Johnny Mosley Pod.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, nice. Here's what's happening. So we're starting to see California open back up. I mentioned last news break the new situation coming for Monterey and Santa Cruz County. This came out yesterday. I was actually, look, I'm still sort of sheltered in place. So, you know, as I read what day it was, I'm like, it's Wednesday? What? Okay. I didn't know it was Wednesday already. That's we're moving fastly, quickly through this week. Anyway.
Hump day.
Man, it is hump day already. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced yesterday, Tuesday, that the city's restaurants will be allowed to open for outdoor dining on Friday, June 12th. That's this Friday. Wow. So the previous announcement was on Monday, June 15th. But either way, it looks like some of you will get. I'm nowhere near the city and haven't been for 3 months. So yeah. I don't know at all.
It's weird. The timing on this has been interesting, too. Like, this is the time you would want to eat outside, you know?
Yeah.
So, lucky for us, that's something that's available. Even where it started, like, you know, there wasn't that much time left in the school year or something. Like, it's just, man, it's, I don't want to say it could have been worse because it's been bad. But, you know, now when everything's opening back up, it's nice that we can actually take advantage of that and not be, it's not raining out.
So small businesses that have been struggling and workers that need paychecks and hopefully residents that are over the four things they can make. They're ready.
Done with eggs.
Yeah. I
eggs
mean,
and ramen.
I look, you know, there's different ways we get stuff done. But I know for plenty of people, they're like, I'm not a cook. Never planned to be. Don't want to be. And damn it. I need to go out and get food.
Right.
So this
I
is
didn't
your
want this for a hobby.
Right.
I'm baking my own bread. I hate bread.
So there you go. That's this upcoming weekend. You'll be able to hopefully get out there and get a meal and walk away from the dishes.
Yeah, I do look forward to that kind of being back in my. I mean, I've gotten takeout a few times, but I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I sat down in a restaurant, let alone, you know. Outside,
haven't even done takeout.
Oh, you haven't done any takeout?
No.
Oh, well, you guys have some pretty solid dietary restrictions.
Yeah,
too.
We're in a different world, but still, you know, I'm not sick,
right?
And we haven't eaten out at all. None.
You don't order pizza or something? Or
nope. Yeah. Nope. We did that. Can't remember why we
her
did
birthday
that
or something or your birthday or
something. But we ate it in the garage. We couldn't even. Anyway, it's too long of a story to get you updated on what's going on at my house. The satellite data of car traffic to hospitals in Wuhan, China last fall shows that the coronavirus may have been spreading back then.
Oh, boy.
They say a researcher from Harvard who studied the data says, quote, something was happening there in October. Something.
was happening. Well, we know. Thank you, Harvard. We know what it was. I mean, it's there's been nothing but misinformation and weird numbers and hidden truths.
A couple
COVID
more
hidden truth.
Quick notes for you. 2/3 of parents who've homeschooled their kids during this pandemic say it's been incredibly hard to keep them disciplined and motivated on top of getting their own jobs done and keeping the house clean. And many people feel like our kids fell behind this year. Yeah. So how that will be made up in the upcoming school year remains to be seen. But I have to believe our school systems are considering how to address that. That, you know, you can't expect the level of teaching to have stayed consistent through this pandemic. You just can't.
Absolutely. I mean, I was wondering that myself, like if they almost shouldn't repeat the year. I mean, kids do not want that, but you know, really an extra year of school? On the other hand, I mean, this, you know, if they're getting left behind, maybe there'll be some kind of like catch up after school tutorial type stuff, you know, for someone who seriously does not have the material needed to get to this next class.
I don't know how that would affect someone who's in the process of learning math and you know, sometimes momentum's super important.
Yes.
And the curriculum's designed to finish through a certain point before you take a break and then come back and start at another. I don't know. I it's going to be interesting. I know my kid luckily was only a kindergartner, so and she can read. Man, can she read. So she's a little bit ahead of the curve in that way, but it's a trip that she's got it. Like everything now, she looks at it and goes, "Oh, that says. Oh, this says." And it's
a fun time in life.
It is
too,
a
right?
really fun time.
Suddenly,
no
it's like something gets unlocked for you.
Yeah.
I hope she reads for pleasure. I mean, I know you're a huge reader. I hope she gets that too. One of my kids is a big reader, and the other one is just like books. Ugh. Which
yeah,
is
but
a
he's
bummer.
He's also, you know, one of the best musicians in the world. So
well, okay, thank you. That's a nice thing to say. It's but I still, you know, I feel like reading is such a pleasure that he's missing out on that. But you can't tell people what to like, you know.
Right. And he has a relationship with music that most people don't.
That's true.
Even musicians that
everybody
make money,
has their strengths
that make a living at it don't have some of the built-in skills he was born with and has worked at as well. Right?
That's nice.
Wouldn't
yeah,
you say?
I mean, yes, sure, but that still doesn't mean that he's enjoying reading. I feel bad for. I feel like it's a missing out, but that's just because I love it so much. You know what I mean? Like I feel like everyone doesn't everyone love to read, but turns out, nope.
Here's a quick note that will segue me into my next story, but this is coronavirus related. A place called Sex Island.
Oh.
Out of Las Vegas is throwing a post-coronavirus orgy.
Well, when do they have it scheduled for? Because we're not post-coronavirus, despite what they might think.
It's coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I guess it'll be over by then, Vin.
So men can pay. So this is going to be staffed with prostitutes.
This is a full on. Is this an actual place or did they just rename something Sex Island for this event?
I don't know. I just thought, wow, first of all, we're not post coronavirus, everybody. So that's weird.
So it's not well named.
An orgy with prostitutes. Okay. Well, you know, whatever. So men can pay. Here's what it's going for.
Okay.
Men can pay $4,500 for, quote, weed, unlimited alcohol, and sex with two girls per day during the post-coronavirus orgy that is
How
being scheduled
is
for 2 weeks from now. It's called Sex Island, if you are interested.
How long is it going on for? If they get sex with two chicks a day, like that, is that $4,500 a day?
I'm guessing it's a weekend. But
oh,
I don't know.
Oh, right. Yeah, people do go there
really
for the whole
don't.
Weekend.
I just thought, wow, we do live in a different world than some people.
It's true. I don't know about that.
So I don't. I'm interested in this from a relationship standpoint. Many of you will probably think that's weird, but according to a new survey, half of Americans say they have a kink that they'd like to try, but haven't yet figured out how to bring it up with their partner yet. They say here, in general, it takes at least 3 months in a relationship before the average person is ready to ask for something.
Hey, you know what I like?
Not on the menu.
Right.
The
Do you feel like you have a kink?
Well, I don't know how to answer that without sounding like a disgruntled husband. But right now, what I'd like is anything. Anything would be fine.
Don't worry, Vinny. I've never thought of you as sounding disgruntled.
Anything would be good. But sure, there's things that if we were in a position to...
If you were doing it all the time, you might say, hey, what about this?
Relax into it, enjoy the moment, be like, did you lock the door? And there's the...
Turn the baby monitor down.
Right. I mean, it's just not conducive to... that
sure
there's plenty of things that I would say, yeah, let's try that, I'm in, let's do it.
What about you, Ben? You got a kink?
I don't think I do, really. I'm down for most things, though.
So if she came to you with something that was a little off the beaten path, you'd be like, all right, I'll, you know.
Yeah, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Did that involve me getting laid? See, that's the thing.
Right.
Exactly. Dudes are just like, I'm so happy to be doing it.
Right.
What about you, Nicole? Nicole, you got a kink?
No.
Oh, really?
No,
you
I
sure
really
about that?
No, I really don't. I haven't really put that much thought into it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
I can get behind that.
You know, how about you,
honestly,
Sarah? You got a kink?
Yeah, what about you?
I got all kinds of kinks. I mean, you guys think everything I bring up, you're like, oh, that's weird. I feel like I don't have any kinks, but I'm like you, Bryn. I would try whatever if he said, oh, I want to try something, you know. But I like all kinds of stuff. I mean, does having sex toys make me kinky? I don't think so.
I feel like that's
pretty normal. Yeah.
But the stuff on the list actually seems pretty normal, too. Wearing lingerie is not kink,
That's not a kink.
I guess to some people it is.
Okay, I suppose. Like a little role-playing. I don't think that's kinky.
Well, I guess they're calling these things that spice up your relationship. Wearing lingerie, sexting during the day, leading up to, you know.
I bet that's fun.
Trying a new position.
Yeah.
Doing it somewhere besides the bedroom and trying some new act to, you know, mix it up a little.
Do you mind choking me? A little light choking.
You know what's funny is I don't think of that as something I'd be interested in doing
at
to you.
All. I'm like, no, that would take me right out of the moment and I would start fighting you.
But this is the problem with addressing your kink is the look on your partner's face when they go, no. I'm not going to choke you.
You got to give him time. You know, you got to sort of bring it up. You got to take it easy as you introduce something. You know, hey, you know, I heard about this one thing.
There's a lot of ego involved with this. So when someone looks at you like you're a lunatic, I'm sure it sort of makes you go, well, this is over, right?
I don't know. How far into it are we, you know?
Yeah, I guess, maybe.
I mean, I suppose if John brought up something that I was really anti, I would have to sit him down and have a talk about it, but if we were 3 months in, I'd be like, I guess we're not the match I thought we were. Oh, well.
One thing that has surprised me I've just been surprised by it. When someone says they want a spanking and like it, I'm surprised by that. I don't get it in terms of what the pleasure point is.
I'm down with a little spanking. I'm not down with whipping. I'm not down with hard spanking. I really don't want to cry while we're doing this, you know. My pain threshold's pretty low. A little pinching's all right. A little pinching's okay. And a little bit of light teeth action, but no, you know.
Yikes.
I mean, if you're going to draw blood, I'm not into it. Let me just say.
Yeah.
Line is long before the blood starts.
Don't be biting me. Keep your teeth covered with your lips.
Come on. A little bit of.
No.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be on the crucial part, Vinny.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not talking chomping. I'm talking, a little on the shoulder or a little, you know.
I don't know.
Rib cage.
Clearly.
buttock, cage. You know, whatever. All Come right. on, man.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. I have kids in first and third grade, and this year has been a wash as far as education. It was getting so frustrating arguing with the kids about homework and trying to teach them and keeping them cooped up in the house. So finally, we made the decision we weren't doing it anymore. And since they weren't being graded anyway, we've had a happier house since.
You know, sometimes that's the answer. You know what I choose? Harmony. Let's not do this anymore. Life is hard enough. Well, no. The thing is,
kids, but we get along at least.
You're not going to have dumb kids. They're missing out on the tail end of a year. Sometimes dumb kids are what you need. Come on.
I'm kidding.
I know. Of course you are.
Harmony works.
Harmony is the way, you know? I'm all for that. Rather not be in some tense situation.
Sarah, I'm the bad guy.
One
of my sons at age 31 has become a voracious reader. It can still happen.
I have hope for that. You know, my dad was also never someone who read for pleasure until he was in his, like, I don't know, 60s. He started, all of a sudden, he started, hey, you got a book for me? Hey, you got a book? I'm like, oh my God. It's great. And it's true. It can happen later. So I hold out hope. He liked books when he was littler, you know. There were some comic books that he read and junk like that. I think that, you know, when you struggle in school anyway, the last thing you want to do is more reading. And so I understand it. I just feel like it's, you know, you're missing out. And that's all. I don't want anyone to miss out on how awesome a great story and what a serious escape that can be.
707 says, I teach fifth grade and am planning on having students come in as 4.5 graders, not fifth graders.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, it's going to have to be the way go through some kind of remedial...
Catch-up.
Right, catch-up is the word I was looking for. Right at the start of the year, it's going to have to happen. But you know what is interesting, and I had great teachers growing up, and I'm friends. I don't see her anymore because she grew up where I did and never left Orange County. But she is a teacher, and she's so into it. Like, you really do see how into her kids she is, how into teaching she is, how proud of herself she is that she's someone who loves it and takes it very seriously. And I look forward to all the kids getting back to some kind of normal, because Lord knows no one wanted this. Kids, not the parents, not anybody.
There are zero people who would have said, hey, you know what we should do?
Right.
But here we are all doing it.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.